obviously I have a biased opinion, so I mean,
Rutgers tackle Anthony Davis at podium C.
McCoy, I'm sure. Like, why do you think McCoy could be the first pick over soon?
He has power and quickness, and he has a load of moves he can use, and he's so quick off the ball. I mean, he's really a nightmare. As Sue is, but yeah, he's a nightmare also.
So you'd take McCoy number one if you were a GM?
Yeah, I would.
How much would you describe your play both sides of the tackles?
Oh, it benefited me greatly. I mean, I can, and even playing center had some benefit to me because, you know, at first I didn't realize how much it can do for me, but it really showed my versatility.
Fred, how would you describe your senior year from your perspective, or your final year?
The team had the injury bug, including myself. So, I mean, the Lord blessed me. I didn't have any great injuries, but I just had a bunch of nagging injuries. And when I got healthy, I think I produced well. But it was kind of tough sledding, you know, at the beginning of the season with a lot of nagging injuries.
What are you hoping to accomplish here in Indianapolis?
What everybody hoping to accomplish? Hopefully move up in the draft.
What do you assess in terms of your strengths and your weaknesses?
My strengths, I'm athletic, and I don't know if I want to discuss my weaknesses on camera.
Which side do you feel you fit better on, right or left?
Left, because I played left my whole life, and it kind of a little more weird moving over to the right than it was moving back to the left. So.
Trent, a lot of people say that you're more projected to be a right tackle in the NFL. Do you say that you actually down
your results? You know, I just prove them wrong. You know, the day I get in camp, you know, it'll be that's where I'll start proving them wrong.
A lot of people talk about the top tackles in the center class. Can you put some more class on that side, where do you think you rank
those guys? I mean, me personally, I would always think that I would rank towards the top. Not saying I'm the best or anything, but I think that's what the combine for, so, you know, help separate the competition. Man, we hadn't did any formal interviews, so it's just a lot of informal talking.
Who's your favorite team growing up?
I didn't hear you.
Who's your favorite team growing up?
You know, I'm a Texas guy, so Dallas Cowboys, everybody watching them.
Right.
Who's your agent? Eugene Parker.
Are you determined to play on the left side in the NFL?
Yeah.
Or would you settle for the right side?
Nah, I'm determined. I want to be one of the best, so.
And that has to come on the left, you think?
Yeah, I think.
Okay.
How do you think your versatility helps you at the next level? What did you measure it at?
What did I measure it? My height was 6'4 and a half. Reach, I mean, arm length, 34 and a half. 315 pounds and a 9 3/4 on my hands. So.
How your versatility, that helps you?
Oh, it does a great deal for me. I played virtually every position on the line, and so I think I can adapt to anything.
Trent, Eugene has a history of not getting first-round picks in the camp on time. Some majors, some pullouts that take a long time. Is that a concern at all that you might not show up there?
No, not to me, because to each man is on it, and at the end of the day, it's my decision whether I want to go into camp or not. So. I would be making that decision, not Eugene.
Can you end your decision to come back for your senior year? You were pretty close, I think, at some point.
Yeah, I was, but, you know, I just kind of sat down, talked to my parents, prayed about it, and I just felt like I should come back and had a better opportunity.
What about Jermaine and Sam? Did they weigh into that as much?
Yeah, I talked to them both, like, every day leading up to the deadline, so. Yeah, it was a kind of press decision, but I feel like I made the best one for me.
You saw what happened to Jermaine and Sam earlier in the year. Did you ever have any doubts about, you know, am I next year? Is this something that I shouldn't have?
Yeah, that's just human thinking. I mean, honestly, I was nervous, but I just thought, I can't be timid. I just got to go out here and play.
Hey, can you talk a little bit about Sam Bradford, what will make him a good pro quarterback?
I honestly think he's one of the best in my class, and hopefully he can be one of the best of the era you know, because he has it all, smarts, accuracy. I mean, he anything you want the quarterback, Sam has it. Well, they kind of advised me to you know, make a decision with no regrets. And if I came back, then come back 100% and not try to come back and play 70% trying to avoid injury. So, yeah.
What do you make this class of tackles? It seems like there's six that could go in the first round.
Oh, man. That's just impressive to me, you know. I mean, last year was a good O-line draft, and I think it's becoming a trend now, you know. And hopefully I can sneak my way up in the top 10.
Why do you think that is? It's become a trend?
I don't know.
You guys are important.
I guess you can say that. Yeah. I don't want to be tooting my own horn, but I guess you can say that.
Can you describe your day so far today since you've been here? What kind of, besides the measurables you described, what kind of things you've done?
That's just, you know, all the medical stuff. You know, checking all the past injuries and doing all our physicals and, you know, just medical stuff.
Dull, boring, long, tedious stuff?
Yeah.
How did the
basically
check out?
Checked out good for me, yeah.
Look at your concussion?
Yeah, it was. No. The only reason I missed the game because I had the concussion during the week, so I had to wait 7 days. It was no other way.
Trent, what would you say is your biggest on-field strength as a tackle? Pass blocking, run blocking, strength, quickness.
Yeah, and the pass blocking, just my, you know, athleticism, stay in front of people. Dating back to where I played basketball, I kind of, you know, reference that a lot to the field. So
your pass blocking?
Yeah, bet. I can get better at both, and that's what I plan on doing.
Are you aware of the Cowboys' offensive line situation, and how do you think they fit in there?
I am vaguely aware of it. I hadn't did a lot of research, but I mean, I feel like I can fit in anywhere great. I can get along with anybody, and I can be a great teammate.
What do you think about the prospects if you had to move more interior and the inside, how you would adapt to that?
I'd adapt. I went from tackle to center. That's probably the hardest transition that anybody ever made. Yeah, I feel like I can adapt to anything. He's a leader. He's like natural born leader. And he studies the game. He knows the game. Like he tells the coaches what should be going on in practice. And that you just need that from a quarterback these days. So that's what I would say. Just leadership.
Is he an in your face guy?
Nah. He's not an in your face guy. But when he speaks, you know he means business.
What about you? Are you
Nah, I'm kind of laid back and lead by example.